This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Good afternoon, it's 4 o'clock on FUBAR Radio, which means one thing and one thing only, which it is Back Row and Chill. I was running so good with that and then I just crashed. I crashed and I stumbled. I'm a sweaty hot mess today, but I am super excited. That's the point, because today I'm joined by...
Hello, it's me again, Alex Mitten.
Alex Mitten came on as a guest a couple of weeks ago and we were like, you're fab, you can come back in.
I actually just broke in again. I've slept in the studio.
You haven't left, have you? We're like, all right, we'll let you on.
I enjoyed your company that
Jesus.
Much.
Jesus. I don't know, what can I say? But we have got a very jam-packed, full, fun show for you today. We're going to be talking all things industry-related, so that's theatre, bit of Netflix, bit of film, bit of social media actually today, because you are, well, you're a social media star, but you're also TV, reality TV star.
I cross the boundaries. You're probably more of a social media star.
That is true.
You're very social.
I'm very sociable. But all the TV, that's the thing about reality TV, you slide easily into social and everyone wants to follow you, what are you doing,
yeah,
where
well,
are you?
It's becoming a bigger and bigger topic, I think, because there is a dark side to... All the attention.
But I mean, Love Island, apparently, they're going to be walking off each a millionaire.
I mean, that's not a dark...
Brand deal-wise,
that's
apparently.
Not dark. That's quite light. That's lovely. No, but then there are people that are, like, you know, committing suicide and stuff, so it is quite...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's the perils of... Well, we can discuss that later on the show. We can do, like, maybe a poll. A social media poll.
Why not?
I think I find that today, if anyone needs to know anything, they're like, right, let's just poll it. Pollet. I don't know how you say that. How do you say pollen plural?
Pollen.
Let's pollen it. We're just going to
pollinate.
We'll pollinate that and see what goes on. I want to pick your brains actually as well about your new series of Made in Chelsea.
Pick away.
Because that's coming on Monday, isn't it?
It is.
It's opening.
9 p.m.
Oh, there it is.
E4.
There's the plug. E4. 9 p.m.
Hey, baby.
Made in Chelsea, Croatia, baby.
That's right.
Absolutely. We have also got other guests on the show, and I'm going to be playing you a selection of songs that I've been loving this week. And as always, they are connected to soundtracks or trailer music or anything to do with sort of TV shows that I've watched. I've found songs and I've gone brilliant. I'm going to do a little like warning. There is a lot of Mamma Mia 2. On the music list today, because it's probably my top film at the moment.
That's all you've spoken about since I've come in the studio.
pretty much. So yeah, just a little like warning there. There's going to be a lot of ABBA on today's show. But I'm going to start off with Drake. And for a very point, we're going to be talking about the Kiki Challenge after I play this. So this is Drake in My Feelings. Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Love me, are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. But the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices, they running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when it's stopping. And when you get to top and I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny, hey. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny, hey. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always, JT. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always. Two bad bitches and we kissing in a way. Kissing, kissing in a way. Kissing in a way. I need that black card and a code to the safe. Code to the safe. Code to the safe. Safe. I show them how to network. Fuck that Netflix and chill. What's your network? Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for y'all, down for y'all, down for y'all always. I got a new boy and a nigga Trey. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you
So this is how this song ends.
I don't think I've ever got this far.
I've never got this far because I only ever watched the beginning bit on the viral videos. So that was a bit of a...
Do we know who Kiki is? Does anyone know who Kiki is?
Very mysterious woman.
No, I don't even care. I need a photo with Drake because my Instagram is weak as fuck.
I'm just being real.
There's some people on here.
Is this Kiki? Who's this?
I don't know who that was. I thought somebody came in the studio.
That really confused me.
That was obviously a wee little bit on the end of the track there. Maybe it was meant to be there.
Special
edition.
Who
knows? Drake. I don't know. But I'm going to be very bold right now, and I'm going to say what I was saying to you. I'm not a huge fan of Drake.
People at home are going to be screwing here.
I know. The producers are keeling over. They're screaming at me. They're agreeing with me passionately. They're agreeing with me. Okay, great. Yeah, I know. Everyone's got this thing like, Drake. And I'm like... Okay.
What are they like?
But like, I don't fully love his music, and I find them a bit annoying. They're overplayed, there are other artists that I think are better.
Do you think that's what it is? Because it's played so much that your brain just like associates with it.
Yeah, like Christmas songs. Do you know what I mean? We know it's Christmas in Africa.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm the same though. Like, I don't love his stuff, but if it comes on, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, well, you know, you'll dance to anything. You're one of those.
Okay then.
But just throwing some shade
especially
there,
especially
right?
Dollar bills. If you've got any
dollar bills, y'all. But I'm not fucking fan of Drake. Like, I prefer. Like Childish Gambino or Kanye West, or like that's more my jam.
Jay-Z, you were saying.
Anyway, or Jay-Z, yeah, I prefer his stuff, I think, to Drake. Mm. But that was In My Feelings, which, if you don't know or on the internet, there is the Kiki Challenge, which involves somebody filming and driving a car and then somebody exiting said car and dancing alongside the car as it rolls down the street, which...
Is this not illegal?
You know what I mean?
People must be dying.
Very dangerous and irresponsible. Most viral challenges aren't safe and sound, are they? But, like, I have a specific fear, like quite a big, vivid fear of... being run over or rolling under a car or that just of like, I don't know.
That's rational. I mean, it's not too far-fetched.
I have a fear about that. And so I see these videos and it's like, oh, Kiki Challenge gone wrong. And I'm like, I can't take it. My anxiety, I can't take it. Because what if it's someone going under a car?
That's going to happen.
It's going to happen. People are going to die from the Kiki Challenge.
Oh, no. It's like the planking challenge. People died from planking.
Yes. I mean, come on. Let's just keep them nice and safe. And I mean, okay. I can't, to be honest, I did... start a viral challenge once. Let's remember.
What was your viral challenge?
The floor is lava.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, who could forget that?
The internet. So that just started accidentally with me and my friend playing a game, and the video went viral. And then people started playing it all over the world, which was great. And then some girl played it on a bridge, and someone said floor is lava, and she jumped off the bridge. Didn't realise that there was it didn't go into water. It went into concrete steps. So she like really hurt herself, and reporters calling me and being like, "You're responsible for this girl." I was like, "No, I'm not. I didn't tell anyone to go jump off a bridge."
I mean, yeah, it's a bit far-fetched.
I just said get off the floor in 5 seconds.
How did she not know that there was no water?
Do you know what I mean?
Did the video emerge? Have you seen the video?
I've seen the video. Yeah, I saw it, and then a journalist called me about it. No, it was not funny.
It wasn't funny.
Like, you just see this girl. She's off. She plops.
Oh God!
You shouldn't jump off bridges anyway, because at that. Like height, water is like concrete.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And are you still friends now? Do you still keep in touch with...
What, Kevin?
With that was his name? Was it Kevin who fell off the bridge?
No. I don't know this girl. She was someone in like, I don't know, Berlin or somewhere. Okay. I don't really know. I'm not associated with her. My lawyers tell me I have to say I'm not associated with her. I can neither confirm nor deny.
A load of men in suits just walked into the...
I mean, I guess it kind of is one of those things where your mum's like, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you? It's like, well, clearly, yes. Everybody just follows everyone else on the internet.
I'd be like, Mum, well, my buddies are doing it, so...
Mum, everybody else gets to jump off a bridge.
Take me to the bridge now. It's such a bridge.
Stop it, Mum. But the Kiki Challenge has gone so far that some motorways even have a sign now. They put a sign up saying, Kiki Challenge, stay in your car.
There's going to be a Kiki lane.
It's just a lane.
A lane for Kiki. Yes. I really hope that the world doesn't come to that.
Just everyone like, you can either take the M1 or you can take the Kiki.
There's severe delays on the Kiki lane today.
I was trying to get the right shot. So I don't know. I haven't actually jumped on and done the Kiki challenge. There is a challenge that I'm thinking about I want to do. It's called the Zoom challenge. Do you know what that is?
I don't. What is the Zoom challenge?
Okay, there's a song out at the moment where there's a bit in it where it's like, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to have to try and say it. It's like, da-da-da-da-da, Zoom! And then like...
Okay.
Anyway, and when it says Zoom, what you do is you get somebody, you sit on the floor and you pretend that you're like setting your car up into first gear And then when you hear the zoom, somebody pulls, yanks your feet really hard. So you literally shoot out of,
Oh my, all I'm thinking is that you're going to get carpet burn on your ass.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's carpet burn, there's splinters. I mean, come on, let's be prepared here, people.
It depends what you're sat on,
but
I guess
they are quite funny. Especially, I've seen some really funny ones where they're like, people have tried to pull like quite overweight people and they've got stuck and stuff. Or like little kids that just fly off way too fast.
Okay, so this already exists. People are already doing the zoom challenge.
Yeah, this is the zoom challenge. And I think it's quite funny. And I think I might do a zoom challenge because I feel like it's quite safe and contained.
Can I be your zoomie?
Should we zoom each other?
Can I zoom you?
Is that babe, let's zoom.
God, flirting in the 21st century has become so
weird.
Mind if I zoom you? Or do you want to head up the Kiki lane?
I'll zoom it. Yeah, do you want to get out and Kiki? Absolutely. Do you know what Kiki in French? Do you know what this what that means? Slang for?
No, caca's poo, isn't it?
Caca's poo. Kiki's penis.
That's why they shout that at me in France.
Drake is singing penis. do you love me?
as most men do in the urinals, actually.
I did think. Right. Okay. Talking about all this, let's go on to another song, and then we're going to get our first guest on the show. That time that we share the mic because we're just all over that. Right. What should I play next? Okay. I'm gonna start to gently put in the Mamma Mia. Okay.
Slowly slip because it in.
So I mean, to be fair, the songs are wicked. Lily James absolutely kicks ass in this film. Lily James, you might know her.
She was in she's done loads of stuff.
She's in Baby Driver. She's in Downton Abbey.
She's British, right?
She's British.
Very, very pretty.
But she very, very pretty. Yeah. But she does. I mean, massive girl crush on her. Absolutely would. But she plays like the lead role in this and she smashes it, and this is a song called When I Kiss the Teacher by ABBA, which they had to rewrite for the 21st century they weren't like in the they're not that old. They had to rewrite for a more modern audience because the original song was about a male teacher and some of the lyrics were incredibly
inappropriate.
Exactly. So they've rewritten it anyway. I'm waffling. Let's just play the bloody song.
I'm
Susan.
Excited.
Here we go.
Everybody screamed when I kissed the teacher, and they must have thought they dreamed when I kissed the teacher. All my friends at school, they had never seen the teacher blush. She looked like a fool, nearly petrified, 'cause she was taken by surprise. When I kissed the teacher, couldn't quite believe her eyes. When I kissed the teacher, my whole class went wild. As I held my breath, the world stood still, but then she just smiled. I was in the seventh heaven when I kissed the teacher. What a mad day! Now I see everything in a different
Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
You are listening to Back Row and Chill on FUBAR Radio. I don't know why I'm doing this voice. That came out very weird.
Have you ever kissed a teacher?
I have not kissed a teacher.
You paused for way too long.
I had to think about it for a second. No, I lie. My ex was a teacher. I mean, I wasn't his pupil, but
what was he teaching you?
He was a teacher. He was a teacher of life. He was a drama teacher at a secondary school. And
nice.
I did more than kiss him, let's say. Right.
Wow.
Anyway.
It's the afternoon.
It is the afternoon. We have got our first guest, and only guest on the show, actually. Welcome. Yolanda Mercy is in the house. There we go. A big round of applause for you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Loved it.
There we go, Queen. One for you. Right, so we are here to talk about, well, many things, but one of them being Quarter Life Crisis.
Yes.
Which is a show. I'm not saying that you are having a breakdown. We thought we'd get you in, babe, because we've heard rumours.
Yes.
We gave it away. Your show, Quarter Life Crisis. And you smashed Edinburgh last year.
Yes, I did.
And you won, what was it, this Upstar?
Underbelly Untapped Award.
Untapped
Award. So Underbelly are this company who have a tent in the South Bank. So, you know, like by the waterfront.
The big cow.
Then it goes up to Edinburgh and they have, I think, like three different venues, and they give awards to artists, and I was one of the artists last year. Amazing. And it was an amazing experience. I had a great summer.
Congratulations.
Thanks. To go up there on your one-woman show?
One-woman show, but I had like a stage manager, so it wasn't just me on my own. There was somebody else with me.
Okay, there's like a safety.
What's Fringe like? I've never, ever been to Fringe.
You haven't been? No, you have to go. It's one of the best festivals, I think, in the world, because you can see comedy at any hour. You can see theatre, circus. There are loads of people from London up there as well. So you're kind of like in Edinburgh, you see some of your friends. It's just a great time.
Sold. When is it?
It's now.
Oh. Like,
damn it!
It started on Monday.
Yep.
Ah, oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Should we leave? Should we go?
Right. Bye. Bye. Sorry.
Show over.
We out. Mic drop. No, I'm not. Oh shit! I moved the mic, and they're very expensive. Keep them. There we go. I think I've not.
Yeah.
Broken
got it.
Yeah. It's okay, good. Cool. We're good. I was trying to be dramatic.
You vandal.
Oh no. Okay. So Edinburgh. So you smashed Edinburgh, won the award, and now you're going to tour the show. But what is the show about that you won with?
Like, okay. Cool.
Why did you win, though?
So I always ask, why did I win? Oh my gosh, they chose me. Thank you so much, Underbelly. But essentially, this show is about growing up and the difficulties of realizing actually I have to grow up when everyone around you seems that they are, but you're not ready. And I think when I started to write this, one of the biggest things was the whole young person's rail card, which is a huge thing when you're turning 26. And then it's kind of like, okay, cool, you're an adult now.
Scary.
I know. What does that even mean? It's like 26, you're an adult.
Oh, so I had a job. Like, I have a job now, but I didn't have one last year. What, like, why do you cut off with an age?
I don't know. No one knows this.
2026 for me, with minus the railcard, was my first freak out year. I was like, okay, yeah. I've got to grow up now. What am I doing the right thing with my life?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a birthday this week.
This week?
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to me.
I completely missed it. I got a stomach bug and vomited the whole day. But I'm all good now, don't worry. Everyone just went, ooh, back from her. No, I'm all good. 48 hours, it's fine. So this is my, this is quite like, it's like my last year of like youngness, I feel.
Okay.
How do you feel?
You still got it.
No, still got it. But I was like, but you know, I never thought I'd be one of those people that panicked about age. I never thought about it. I was just like, but it's just a number. And then I've now, as they do creep on, you're like, oh.
And then you start hobbling up the stairs to the studio.
And then the back goes, and then my knees go, and like, you know.
I tell you what the biggest thing, okay, for me is hangovers. And I think that's the biggest thing to determine age. Mine are so bad now, especially in this heat, and I am a little bit hungover today, I have to admit.
You always are.
That is not true.
Every time I see you, I'm sorry, a bit of a heavy night.
Like, honestly, scientists have proved that when you walk past like a pub, it like winks at you when it's sunny. It draws you in.
Like a mermaid to a sailor.
Like a siren.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
So I'm the real victim here, actually.
He's basically trying to tell us he's an alcoholic.
I'm kind of looking at you like, really?
Should we help him?
Some worried looks in this studio right now.
But, I mean, I totally get the whole rail card feeling old, and that's a super relatable show that you got there, that you've packaged.
Thanks. Thank you.
And now you're going to tour it.
Yeah, so it's coming towards the end. It's going to Soho Theatre in about 2 weeks. I know. It's done its bit. It's gone onto a radio play. It's been published. So it's kind of like...
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. It's had a little life. People have really liked it. So it's kind of been this thing like, hey, I can relate to the show. So let's get out to as many people as possible.
Because I don't think there's anybody over that age that I don't think hasn't freaked out a little bit. Maybe if you're a CEO of your own company when you're 22, it'd be like, oh, F off, just whatever, you're not involved in this club of feeling rubbish. But everybody else has had a little bit of a panic. Yeah. I mean, I definitely, like, I think it's that it's when you compare yourself to people online or people around you, and you're like, you sort of look at the side and like, wow, they have a house, and you're like, oh, they have lots of children.
It's so it's so bad for you to do that. It is the worst thing.
Do you know what someone, my friend said to me the other day, absolutely love her, best friend, we were shopping and I found this skirt and I was like, oh, it was like this pink and turquoise like tartan skirt, and I put it on, I tried it on, I was like, oh my god, and she was like, maybe the other one. She's like, you know, because, you know, you are nearly 30, so maybe you shouldn't wear wear that stuff anymore. And I was like, realised, like, my wardrobe is kind of like a toddler. And I do dress a lot of the time younger than my age. I live in dungarees. And
that's fine,
like that.
Though. Embrace it. If that's your style, that's your style.
I know, but there is a part of me that goes, oh, I'll dress like a woman when I'm older, when I'm a woman. And I'm like, but when is that?
Yeah,
when
but you're right. You've got time for that. You can do it in later life, or you could just dress like a child
up until
death in your like.
This is my granny. She's 99.
Yeah, why not?
I would rate that. That would be so funny.
Exactly right. Your grandchildren would be like, she's the best. I love her.
She's got a Spice Girls t-shirt on and some dungarees. Yes, queen.
Yes.
Yes. But okay, this is really good, and I'm loving the fact that you wrote this all yourself. And
yeah.
So how did you? If there are people out there going, well, I've got like a story that I want to tell. Mm-hmm. How did you get into Edinburgh? How did you get, isn't it expensive to go to Edinburgh?
Yeah, and that's why doing the Underbelly Award really helped a lot, because they funded the show being there. But I know people who crowdfund and like save up and work loads of hours at work, or they know people who can help them make it happen. I feel like the first real big thing is going with a story that you know you love or that you're really passionate about, mm-hmm. because you're doing the show every single day for like 26 days. I think you get like one day off.
That must be so hard. Do you ever find yourself like the jokes after a while, you're just like, oh my god, I've told this joke so many times now. You like, do you lose your passion, or are you able to sort of?
I think the best thing, because it's theatre, every day is different. And so, especially in Edinburgh, for me, I made sure that I got an early night. I was that person drinking loads of, like, herbal teas. Instead of, like, you know, it's like, oh, wine. No. Do you have a herbal tea? What herbal tea do you have? So I was the tea person.
I'm imagining you sort of, like, meditating in the
pub.
Yes,
that was actually kind of me. I was like, pub. I wasn't even in a pub. I was in my flat watching, like, Netflix and literally really chilling. Like, there was some tea and really relaxing.
Sounds like my life, really. Yeah. Like, I'm like, my best life is like, oh, what slippers am I going to wear tonight?
Oh, hello.
The luxury one.
I bought some new slippers recently.
Oh, yeah?
Big news. Very comfy, furry insides.
Character or serious?
They're quite serious.
Oh.
Yeah, blue.
Because I tend to, like, go for, like, unicorn heads and stuff like that.
Babe, you're nearly 30.
I know. See my problem. Like, I just...
Harsh.
Really harsh, sorry.
I just gravitate.
She was there. Did you see her? She was an element. Like, oh, my gosh, yes. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I just gravitate to everything like childlike.
That's fine.
Maybe I need to speak to someone about this.
I don't think so. I think if you're happy,
I just
happy.
Like regressing to run away from my problems and all the pressures of life. Do you have social media?
Yeah, so I am on like most platforms, so Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mainly Twitter and Instagram, to be honest.
Instagram is the one.
Yeah, that's like my place. I'm like scrolling. So it's at Yolanda Mercy on those platforms. Yeah.
And do you post comedy content on there as well? Little snippets of your show?
So I mainly post like news from the show, what people have said. Sometimes I'll post like videos from the show. Mm-hmm. But I try not to reveal too much, because you know when you give away the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to come. They don't need to. They just watch it on Instagram.
Oh, I've just seen your whole show on Instagram. most people have kind of heard it on the radio anyway. So it's kind of like, it's nice because then they get to come and see it in person.
And when you're, I'm just sorry, I'm totally picking your brain here.
Go
about for like,
pick
I'm
my
like,
brain.
So when you think about the jokes or get the jokes, do they just come to you at random times and you jot them down, and or do you have like a friend that you test them on, or how do you like edit how the show is?
So when I'm writing a show, especially the show, because I wouldn't say it's like stand up, it's more of like a theatre show that has funny elements because it is relatable. Mm-hmm. I test all of my shows in front of an audience continuously. So in the very first stages, I might have like 10 minutes of a show and I'll go and do a scratch night, which basically means like a test night, a work in progress night, and I'll test the work out in front of people, and that's a really good gauge when you're like, people didn't respond.
People were laughing at me.
No one's listening.
Well, they were laughing when I didn't want them to laugh. Why yeah. are they laughing at me?
That must be one of the worst feelings, though, that you like drop a gag and you're like, hey, and everyone's like, silent.
Like, oh, guys, oh, that was my funniest one.
But you know, I'm pretty lucky because I'm not a stand-up, so I'm kind of like, hey, yeah. look, I'm telling a story. That's my main thing. I'm like, I'm a storyteller. So yes, it is a solo show, and if there are parts that you laugh at, great. Mm-hmm. And if there's parts you're like, oh my gosh, that was like so sad, also amazing. Or just kind of like, just enjoy the show as it is.
Would you like to, if you've got aspirations to like turn it into a TV thing, or are you want to keep it more in the theatre live world?
I would love to do like more TV stuff, and do more radio. So like doing the show, and it got taken up by the BBC, so it was on BBC Radio 1 Extra, and that was a really amazing thing, and that kind of opened up my world to radio plays. I want to do more radio plays,
yeah.
and more TV stuff, and then hopefully get into like doing film. I think it's like a springboard, right? When you realise you love telling stories or whatever it is you love doing, just you want to make sure you get to do as much of it as possible.
Yeah,
tell it in all different formats,
right?
Sit next to people on the tube and just telling them
telling
you just
story.
Tell that story. You just tell it.
I often do that.
Whoever will listen.
Drunk.
I can imagine.
Have you got any time? I'm actually getting off at the next stop.
That's when you realise that the carriage is empty.
Oh, that is like change really Ooh. Quickly.
Who are you talking to?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Patricia.
Patricia.
Do you get that reference?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Split.
I have
seen
it.
James McAvoy.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Where he has like 23
different
personalities.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If ever you do something, you're like, that wasn't me, that was Patricia. There we go. That's a meme that I saw.
Cool.
I literally have a tumbleweed. Nope, it's not here anymore. Oh, here it is. I'm going to give myself the tumbleweed there.
Did you just weed yourself?
I just weed myself. Live on, and I can't cut. There we go. Anywho, right, we're going to play another little fun song, and then I have a challenge if you'd like to stay and compete with me.
Oh.
And all of us, actually. It is a guess the movie soundtrack challenge. I'm going to play a little 10 seconds.
Okay,
so we're going to do some lunges and warm up for that. And I'm going to go back in and play a rather sensual song by Lily James. Make Love to Me.
It's not Mamma Mia,
it's from Mamma Mia 2, of course, that is.
Jesus.
Away. I'm your music. Beautiful. Absolutely sensual.
I'm weeping. Pass me a tissue.
From all orifices, that was beautiful. What a beautiful song. That was Andante, Andante.
Andante, Andante.
By ABBA. Oh. Andante, Andante.
I have no idea what that word means. I should Google that. But
I love that voice you do, by the way.
Andante, Andante. That's my music radio voice.
That's beautiful.
Right, we said we play a game. Let's do it. What's going to happen here is that I'm going to play a little clip from a movie song, and we're going to all have buzzers.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't play because I know what it is, but you two can play. And
I'm really bad at these games.
He was shit last time, so you're probably going to win.
Yes.
But we're going to play a little bit. If you think you know what it is, just shout out your buzzer. It can be anything. Make up your buzzers. There we go. Okay, great. We're going to go in, and here we go. And let's see what's this. Harry Potter.
It is.
Yes. 1 point.
I forgot what my noise was.
I thought you were like. Yeah, Harry Potter. Oh, that is my happy place, Harry Potter. Okay, and number two.
Cuckoo, Indiana Jones.
Absolutely, it's a pair of peace. There we go.
Got it.
Have you guys ever been to Universal Studios in America?
I went to Warner.
Okay, because they have a Indiana Jones stunt show that they've been doing for like the last 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And this year there's like hundreds of people watch it every day. They do it a couple times a day. And I got picked to be in it. They pick a couple of people from the crowd and they let you be part of the stunt show. So I had to dress up in the market scene. And you're on stage and the whole stunt show is going on with like fire and everything. And then you're with someone and they're like, follow me, do what I do. Like, they're like, duck, run to there, take that bucket, run to there. And you're like,
sounds quite dangerous.
Wow. Oh. It was great. I think you have to sign a waiver to say,
disclaimer,
like, if you blow up Disney, you know, whatever. But that was great. Just thought I'd drop that in there. okay, number three.
Cuckoo, Jaws.
How did you got that from? What?
Yeah, that was like so quick. I was like this.
It was this. I mean, you can't forget this.
I mean, yeah.
I'm still petrified of deep water because of this movie.
I'm petrified of many deep things, to be honest.
Like what exactly?
Oh, many, many.
But yeah, this is like a classic. Classic. Okay, number four.
Ah.
Yes. Oh.
Oh.
Oh no, Toy Story.
Just
yeah!
Toy Story, Toy Story 2, but obviously damn all it. Toy Story.
Absolutely. Two for you, one for you.
Are they going to do another Toy Story? How many have they done
now? They've done three. I don't know if four's on the cards, to be honest.
Maybe it is.
I'm going to research that and I'm going to get back to you.
They roll out these things now. They don't stop.
Okay. Yeah. Number five.
I kind of want to guess. Cuckoo! Pirates of the Caribbean!
Nope. Listen. Visualize. Gotham City. It was Batman.
Batman.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Batman.
I was never going to get that one. Okay, this
I thought
one,
Batman was something else.
This is one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, Back to the Future. Cuckoo!
Yes, that's two for two. I love a bit of Back to the Future.
Have
you ever
seen it? I don't think I have.
You've never seen Back to the Future?
I don't think I have.
Back to the Future. It is on Netflix, people. You can educate yourself. It is one of the best movie franchises. And it's one where number two, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but where number two was better than number one.
Ooh.
Because the basic premise of it is this young guy called Marty McFly. Mm-hmm. He has an older friend who's this crazy doctor inventor.
Doc!
Who's this inventor. He invents a car that can go back in time, which is a DeLorean, the brand of the car. And they went back to 1956, I think, which is when his parents met. And something went wrong and they didn't end up meeting. So he has to basically get his parents to meet and fall in love again so that he can stay alive.
Oh, wow.
It's really great.
It is good.
It's really good. 80s, it's really funny.
80s classic.
80s
right?
classic,
80s, yeah.
Yeah. 1984, I believe the first one is.
Wow, you really know your stuff about Back to the Future.
I do. I'm like a massive Back to the Future nerd. Okay, moving on. Coming in now.
Rocky?
No, is it Rocky?
It is, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. Oh, okay, it you is. Kind of were like shaking and I was like, no,
it's not Rocky.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, you can't not just do a few, like,
jogs on the spot and a few lunges when you hear this, isn't
yeah.
you? See, he's boxing already in the corner. Right, for 100 points, the final song.
Oh, what's this?
To be honest, I wouldn't probably get this.
What is this?
I'm like, James Bond? No.
It's... Oh, is it like Mission Impossible or something? No. I have no idea.
It looks like a Disney movie.
The Sounds Avengers!
Epic. I would not have got
but
that.
But you know what? You guys got equal, so well
no,
done.
No, she won. She got three.
No, I didn't. Oh. I thought we were equal. So I feel like you got...
Oh, okay.
I'll take that. I'm like, yeah, I won.
Yolanda won. I'm going to say Yolanda won. We'll keep your losing streak nice and fresh.
Standard me, losing again.
Okay.
Anyway, well, you can win and you can leave on a high note, but thank you so much. Just to recap, Quarter Life Crisis, gonna be on tour, and Soho Theatre. So make sure you check it out, 16th to the 18th of August. So
I want to come see it.
Yeah, come through. Thank you so much for having me today.
That's been a pleasure, babe. Thanks for taking part.
No problem.
Weird and wacky show. right, we're gonna pop into another song now. I think we're gonna go. Well, I'm gonna go away from Mamma Mia for just a moment.
I was getting used to it.
And I'm gonna go for my favourite Childish Gambino song. I've been listening to the album on repeat. Quite a lot, and I think that this, even though this isn't used in a movie specifically, Childish Gambino, obviously Donald's in everything at the moment, and he's going to be the new Simba in the new Disney movie. You know about that?
I didn't, yeah. But I do now.
He's going to be the new Simba opposite Beyonce, who plays Nala. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, yeah, I did see it, but wow.
Very exciting. Yeah, he's kind of the man at the moment right now. So anyway, this is Redbone. This is my favourite song from the album, so let's go back and enjoy this. It's very sensual as well. Get ready.
Yeah.
Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Absolutely smashing the disc jockeying today. Well done, me. Right, okay, we finally got a little bit of time, actually, because normally I completely forget on the show to leave a little space for the reviews, because I like to, that's the whole point, really, of what I do, is I like to review things for people.
Good.
I really enjoy it.
What have you been watching?
Reviewing? Well, many of things.
Are you a harsh critic?
I'm an honest critic, I think. Okay. Like, but then I think being a critic is kind of a little bit pointless, because I could love something and you could hate it, and either one is completely valid. So it's a bit like when someone's employed to be a critic of something, it's like, well, it's just your opinion.
Yeah.
So some people can say, oh, this has got like 10% on Rotten Tomatoes. Could be my favourite film. Don't give a fuck.
What is your favourite film?
At the moment, The Greatest Showman.
You like it? You had a themed birthday party.
I literally themed my entire birthday party around The Greatest Showman. I love that movie. And I think it's what we need right now. We need a feel-good movie that you leave the cinema being like, you know what? Yes, life, yes, underdogs. We can do it.
I haven't seen it.
Well, you need to. You need to. Make it your little... this is going to be on your homework. Can't come back on the show until you see The Greatest Showman.
I will go and watch it next week.
Done. That was a lie. You looked all over the room when you said that. I knew you weren't going to do it.
Wait, you know when I lie? You already know my...
I know your mannerisms
the telltale signs. Damn it.
But I have been watching Dark Tourist on Netflix.
I've seen this advertised. So is the premise is people go on like holiday to find really messed up bodies?
Yeah,
and
it's basically what I would say is... and he even said it himself. He is a cheap Louis Theroux.
He said he's a cheap Louis.
Yeah, and he even looks like Louis Theroux, and he acts like Louis Theroux in the sense that he'll go in and he'll stay very calm, and he'll ask sort of very pushing questions, but in a very calm way.
In a nice way,
he'll
yeah.
almost make people like kind of shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
So I think it's a 6-part episode thing on Netflix, and it's so interesting. Like, there's one where they go to Japan and they explore all the kind of abandoned places in Japan. Mm. And it's genuinely places where people go to tourists. So there's one in...
This isn't the suicide, like...
Yes, he goes to the fields. He goes to the YouTuber, suicide thing. Yeah. Well, the difference being they don't film anybody.
Actually.
They're more exploring... That this is more, instead of exploring the forest where people go to commit suicide, they're exploring the people who go to visit the forest as a tourist attraction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, why do people go there? He's interviewing them, saying, why do you come? What do you find interesting about this? Yeah, it was Logan Paul that was the YouTuber that went in. And
that's the one.
Yeah, like, ruined his career by actually putting somebody who died on his YouTube channel.
I feel like he's okay. I feel like he's still doing his thing, isn't he, after that?
Well,
like,
he's bouncing back, because obviously that's what happens. Like,
it's all about being, like, majorly controversial. Like, I saw some kid, I've never seen him before, put himself in a bath of bleach and put it on YouTube.
Well, that'll do it. That'll get you views. But
and then he had to get rushed to hospital. And as
well,
I said, well,
of course,
well obviously, yeah, you're not supposed to bath in that, mate.
Bleached as willy.
Oh, God, I didn't think about that, actually.
And everything.
He's going to have white balls for the rest of his life.
gross. But, yeah, he's fighting KSI at the moment, isn't he?
I've seen this. So now all these guys, they're moving into doing these boxing matches,
yeah, because
right?
You get a lot of money. Bums on seats. It's cheap views. It's easy.
Bums on seats.
Bums on seats. Easy, you know. Bums on seats. Bleach balls on seats.
When's Johanna gonna be a fighting?
I've been asked, actually. I was asked to do one.
No way. Would you do it?
I was very tempted. I was like, oh, but he asked me to fight a YouTuber.
Was it who the opposition was going to be? That
YouTube,
was that.
Yeah, it's like Facebook versus YouTube kind of thing.
Can I lead you out?
You can be in my posse, definitely. We're like going down. I'm like, oh, I've got to think about what my like intro song would
probably
be.
Probably a Mamma Mia song.
Probably something from Super Trooper. Imagine. Well hard, mate. So Dark Tourist, which is this guy from New Zealand, and I love his like New Zealand accent in it. It's just brilliant. And
we were talking about this yesterday, the New Zealand accent.
The New Zealand accent
is
lovely.
I was with a Kiwi yesterday, and we were out on this balcony, and there were some deck chairs, and she kept calling it the dick chairs. I'm going to sit down on the dick chair. I was like,
sit on the dick?
Yeah, you want to sit on that dick, do you?
We have a Kiwi producer. We've got to be very careful how we proceed. What? You're Australian?
She's Australian. That's even worse. You've just completely...
I thought that was why we started bringing it up earlier. I know that you are from Australia, Hannah. I'm very sorry. Oh, dear. Dug myself a wee little hole.
Silly Billy.
An ice cream truck. Oh, look. Let's all listen and look for that.
Is that actually outside?
It is.
My God.
I heard that. Anyway, Dark Tourist is fabulous.
check it out on YouTube. I just found myself, I couldn't stop watching the places and the things that I didn't think people would tourist to. Mm. Like there is the Manson murders in LA.
Yep.
People tourist around that all the time. There are literally so many tourists flocking to the JF Kennedy death site.
Yeah, well, I feel like there's such an interest in death, weirdly.
I know, it
there's,
really
there's
is.
So, like, I've been watching loads of like true life crime mm-hmm. series where there's always a death and it's like, you know, did he do it, did he not do it? So I've been watching this one called The Staircase.
Yes, I need to watch it on my to-do list.
Which is that, it's got 13 episodes long and they're all about an hour long, but I watched it all in 2 days. I feel like I've been watching too many of these true life crime, and I've now, my head's a bit tweaked. I'm sort of having horrible nightmares and stuff. But it's actually really, really gripping and the story just keeps on unfolding. And it goes all the way up until sort of current time.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearly, I think it's like 16 years long. The trial. I don't want to say too much.
Okay, you've got to get involved.
But basically, his wife is found dead at the bottom of a staircase, and the circumstances do indicate they look pretty brutal. But then, you know, it all unravels.
Yeah, because I've seen. I started watching it actually, and I saw the photos of her at the bottom of the staircase. Does not look like she fell down a stair. Like, if that's what happens when you fall on a staircase, then I'm never not holding a handrail ever again.
Yeah, I actually have to go in the elevator wherever I go now.
Literally, like, no more stairs, no more stairs. Okay, The Staircase gets a huge green tick from us, and
one.
So does Dark Tourist. There's one episode which is set in Europe, and they go to Kent in England because, and I felt this one, I was like, oh my gosh, I just realised that I saw this and I went to
I just realised that I murdered someone.
I just realised I murdered someone in Kent and it's on TV. No, I used to do this. So my little like guilty secret history thing, I spent my teenage years growing up in reenactment groups. So I
Wait, so I'm thinking, what's the movie where they have that big reenactment? So what, like medieval sort of battles?
Medieval battles, wow. Reenactment. I was a reenactor. And
that's amazing.
I spent literally from like 13 to 23 maybe.
Yeah. I kind of had an interest in that. I studied history.
Yeah,
I studied history
it.
When I was a kid, and I drove past a reenactment one day, and I remember thinking, I would love to
That's
be involved.
Fun.
And then I had another thought, and I was like, I'm actually not a loser, so I carried on driving.
Well, I had that thought, and I went, I'm cool being a loser. So I did it, and it was so fun. I spent my weekends, dressing up in medieval costumes. But what happened was we did this one show, which is called Detling. It's a multi-period show, so it's not just... So everyone has their period. You've got the Civil War people...
Yeah.
And you've got the World War One, and you've got all these people, the Romans. And
is there a lot of period rivalry?
There is. So you have Detling, where everyone kind of comes, and it's a massive show off, a peacocking event. Everyone's like, oh, we've got this. Mm. And then it's great for the people walking around, because you literally walk through history. And it's really weird at the end of the night when all the like punters go home, and it's like, gates closed. And then you've just got like a Roman soldier at the bar talking to like this colonial
lady.
That's
so funny.
But one thing that he was doing in Dark Tourist is he went to look at the World War II reenactors, and they specifically do World War II reenactment, which is kind of on the line offensive, because obviously you've got to have both sides for them to be reenacting. So there are reenactors who do the German side, and most reenactors will go, they're very strict on saying German, but there are some reenactors that wear full Nazi uniform. And I remembered I watched this show and went, oh my god, I remember being like young, like 15, and being at this multi-period show, and I remember there being a Hitler Youth reenactor group being there, and I remember the Nazi, and I remember the guy who was kind of in charge of my thing, and he said, we don't talk to them. Literally don't interact with those people. You can talk to anyone else on site, but don't talk to
them. But it's so weird, because there are a lot of Nazi memorabilia collectors. I think it's when you make something such a taboo, people get weirdly attracted to it, because it's so naughty. They're like, oh,
yeah.
Kind of like this whole Nazi thing, do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what this show is about, and it's kind of, it's a juicy watch. Okay, and one thing to review from the cinema that we've both seen some sequels recently. So you saw Incredibles 2.
It was too incredible. It was actually really, really good, and we were just saying earlier that it's very rare that a sequel will match or surpass the original, but I don't know if it's surpassed, but it definitely matched the original. I really enjoyed it.
You were giggling.
I was giggling. Yeah, there was a lot of laughter. There were so many kids because the schools are off, and I felt like a little bit like I should have a child with me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Did you go on your own?
I was on my own. Yeah.
Oh!
No, I wasn't really. Okay. I wasn't really. I had my phone. I was, you know, on social media and stuff like.
You were filming the children. What?
Oh my god.
Oh no.
You're the one that said you have an attraction towards childish things.
Oh god, you're digging.
I was going to say it, but I didn't. I was like,
you're
no, I'm going to hold back.
Hole and a half. Okay, so Incredibles 2. I have not seen it yet because I think, I don't know, but I remember when the original came out, I saw it, but I didn't love it. I don't know. I didn't. Oh. It wasn't like an impact. So when everyone's like, I've been waiting 14 years. I was
Is
like,
that how long it was?
Yeah, 14 years ago.
No.
Yeah,
wow.
14 years. And I'm like, really? I mean, it was cool, but I think I prefer, there was a lot of other Disney, like I prefer Up. I remember Up and I'd watch Up again, but I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to watch The Incredibles today.
Well, go and see Incredibles 2, I will see if you like it.
Okay.
I think you will.
If you were going to have a superhero thing, what would you have? Like a power?
I would have the power of, I'd be able to convince people to do anything.
I think you already have that. You're on TV.
What did that, I mean, that's dark in itself.
You've got, yeah.
I don't know why, what would you have? I'd have the power of aircon.
The power of aircon.
I just realised, like, aircon rooms.
That'd be really shit in the winter, though, mate. You'd be like, well, get out.
No, I'd head over to South America or somewhere it's hot.
My power would be, I'd either probably be like a rogue and have one of those ones where you absorb other people's superpowers for a while.
A leech. Basically, you want to be a leech.
Or I quite like the idea of, like, being invisible. So you
invisible
can, like, stealth sneak into places and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be really fun.
That would be good.
But then it'd be boring because like the point of sneaking into somewhere is that you get the adrenaline rush of I shouldn't be here. If you're like invisible, it'd be they're never gonna see me.
You sneak in and then you uninvisible.
That's true.
And there you are.
Get your adrenaline rush. Pop out.
There you are in the boys' toilets having a little peek at what's going on.
Absolutely not. Okay, so just to end, my favourite movie at the moment is Mamma Mia 2. Absolutely loved it. First one, I wasn't a huge fan of the first one. This one, I've seen it 2 times, and I might go back again for a third.
Really, it's that
good? And I've
good.
Literally booked myself a holiday in Croatia, which is where they filmed it, because I feel like I just needed some time on this island.
But is it not a Greek?
It's set in Greece. They film it in Croatia. One of those sneaky little.
There was someone that did that recently. There was a movie about Ibiza.
Okay. Yes, and they didn't film it in Ibiza.
And they filmed it all in Croatia. And the island of Ibiza apparently tried to sue. The production company because it was so bad and it showed it in such a bad light
and they tried
to sue them.
It's like it's Croatia.
It's also in Croatia, yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. You guys, you have to tell me where to go because you've just spent a long time. So just to recap, Made in Chelsea, Croatia starts Monday, 9 p.m, E4.
That's right. Damn right, tune in.
That's right. Okay, well, I'm going to leave you with the end song from the movie, which has got Cher in and Meryl Streep and all the other lovelies. This is Super Trooper. Have a fabulous weekend. We've been Johanna James and Alex Mitten.
Bye.
This is FUBAR Radio.